Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But right now, we are always honored to welcome in the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Connecticut, Susan Bisewitz. Madam Lieutenant Governor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ray and Joe. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. It's good to have you on.
Pleasure.
You have launched, with the help of others, a statewide 2020 census job recruitment campaign. What does that entail, pray tell?
Well, that is an effort to get ready for the 2020 census, which is coming up in March of 2020.
Okay.
And the United States Census Bureau wants to hire thousands of people in Connecticut to knock on people's doors through May and June. Those are enumerators, the people who will knock on the doors of folks who have not completed their census either on paper or online in March and April.
Okay.
So right now, this is National Recruitment Week. We are looking to get 28,000 people in Connecticut to apply for good-paying jobs with the Census Bureau in the spring and summer of next year. And they're very good paying. They pay between $21 and $25 an hour. You're right, depending on where you live. So if you live in Fairfield County or New Haven County, it's the $25. Elsewhere in the state, it's $21. Most of the positions are part-time. Some are full-time. But the best thing to do is to go online on the Census website, U.S. Census website, and apply.
God. That's pretty good. Maybe we could do that.
We're off.
Yeah,
at
where
nine.
Do we sign up? Yeah,
we're
we get off at nine.
So
we
can, we're okay.
On the U.S. Census Bureau website, and also I'll say in our urban areas, and this is what we were talking about at our press conference yesterday, was that DMV is going to be a site in our biggest cities where people can get information and apply as well. And we are looking for people in each community in our state, people who know each town and city in the state.
Right.
Because what the Census Bureau wants to do is they want to hire people who are trusted in their communities.
Right.
So this is a really good opportunity for college students who might be on summer vacation, for anybody who would like to have a second part-time job.
There you go.
So 28,000 people should be applying. So thank you for helping us get the word out.
How about this? If you're a senior and you're retired, and you're getting Social Security, but nevertheless, it gives you a little extra cash.
That too. And I should also let people know, let's say that you are receiving federal benefits, like a housing benefit, SNAP, you can apply for a part-time job and not lose those benefits.
Oh, good. Excellent.
So that is also something to think about. But it's perfect for a lot of different kinds of people. And if you have a language skill, that is also very, very helpful.
Governor, let me just ask you this very quickly.
Lieutenant Governor, the real governor is listening.
Yeah, you can still call her governor.
Ned might drive the car off the road.
I'm sorry, it's a coup. We put you in charge. You're in charge of this thing now. But it is important for any number of reasons. Do you want to explain why?
So the census is very important because more than $11 billion in federal funding each year is on the line and at stake for Connecticut. So it's all kinds of programs like federal school lunch programs, Head Start, Medicaid, energy assistance, student loan grants, all kinds of important programs.
There's no concern, Susan, is there, that if the numbers come up wrong, we might lose a House seat?
So the census is important both for the 55 federal programs, some of which I just mentioned.
Right.
It's also important for political representation.
Yes.
And in the 2020 census, no one thinks now that we will lose one of our five congressional seats. Rhode Island may lose one. They have two. They may lose one of theirs. Mm. But it is important to count every person because as I talk to mayors and first selectmen around the state, they believe in most towns that they are gaining population, and that population is not accurately reflected in the last census number. So it's really important that we count each person in our state so we don't lose political representation, and so we don't lose any federal funding.
Susan, there's also you can get various abstracts from the Census Bureau that, you know, tell you how many bathrooms on average in a house. I mean, some of the more detailed ones actually do ask some of those questions.
Yes. So you are referring to the community surveys that are done periodically, and the data is used by a lot of business people who are, whether it's a small business or a Fortune 500 company, to make decisions about where to locate new housing, where to locate new retail operations, manufacturing facilities, and they're used for our employment figures nationwide.
Yeah. How? Let me ask you this. When the census eventually takes place, are there certain hours that they will be there, that they will come to your house taking the census? I mean, they're not going to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock at night, right?
They'll be there usually during daylight hours. If there's any doubt about whether the person is really a census taker, they will have a badge and credentials, and you can actually go online to see if people are in your neighborhood that week.
Isn't that sad that we have to do that now?
Well, you know, there are always scams around census time, and we've actually seen some in Connecticut already. But the census, people should not feel afraid to fill out the census. You can answer the questions usually in under a minute because they involve how many people live at the address and their ages. It's very straightforward.
And no names, right, Susan?
No names.
Okay, so it's
anonymous. It goes to address. Okay. It's the census is done based on every physical address of housing in Connecticut and across the country.
You had me at you get a badge. I'm loving this.
You know. And Ray loves all the little details. And you also
and
said
likes the $25 an hour.
Well, I like
both,
that too.
We both like that. Yeah, if you worked in radio, you'd like it too.
Yeah.
But you can fill out the census form online, right? You don't need people to come to your house, correct?
That's right. So what's going to happen is in March, you will get a notice in the mail saying, please go to this address and web address and fill out your census online.
Okay.
And then if you do not do that by April, you will get a paper form mailed to your home. And if you don't fill out the paper form in April, that's when the enumerators that the Bureau is looking to hire will be at your door in May and June.
Okay.
All right. Very good. Susan, thank you as always. You know, we're still waiting for that in-house visit here.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, we're going to make that happen.
All right.
I do want to point out one more thing.
Yeah.
There's an 800 number
that
can call in order to fill out the census as well. So that's a good opportunity for people who have difficulty writing or going online, and that might be helpful for our seniors.
You're good.
Do you have number off the tip of your tongue, or?
I don't. Sorry.
Okay, we'll get it. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Thank you very much. We always appreciate you coming on.
Thank you. I'll come visit in person.
Well, I hope
Susan.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I don't think she meant it.
I think she did.
You do?
Yeah, okay. I think she'll
be
here.
See.
She's a woman of her word.
Well, you know what? That is, you know, whatever
You're doubting the lieutenant governor?
No.
It's not good for your long-term chances of staying in the state.
I'm getting a badge. I don't care.
No, you're into this.
728. If you get pulled over, you just flip the badge.
Yeah, that would work.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.